Hi, y'all. You're listening to Ordinary People, Ordinary Things with me, your host, Melissa Radke, the ordinariest of us all. There is a chapter in my upcoming book about something that happened to me when I was 13. Don't get nervous. It's not a sad or traumatic thing. Well, maybe traumatic. Let's just put it this way. You're going to enjoy reading about it. But in my writing, I was reminded how freaking hard being 13 is. Kind of like being 11 or 12 or 17 or 14. Let's just put it this way. Between the ages of like 11 to 18, it's hard. Really hard. And then it lets up at 19 because, you know, you go off to college and that's fun. But then it picks up again at 22 because you're out of college and you're an adult. And I'm making myself really depressed just talking about this. Why do I remind you of this? Because today I am talking to a 12-year-old. That's right. On this very day, May 22nd, 2006, Remy Hope Radke came screaming into my world, and honestly, I haven't had a moment of silence since. And if you have listened to me very long or know me at all on a personal level, then you know I am wild about this child. I couldn't not imagine having any other podcast episode on this day and it not star her. Every May 22nd, the whirlwind that is Remy dominates our day and our thoughts and our plans. So why make today any different? Aside from it being her birthday, Remy is growing up. And with a mom as public as hers is, I wonder if it makes the tween years, the years we want to crawl inside a cave and hide out until the acne has passed and the PMS symptoms subside, any easier. Probably not. I feel guilty sometimes that maybe I am making it harder on her. Though I will tell you right now, if I am, she'll let me know. So I thought I would sit down with Remy and, well, introduce her to you. I've brought a lot of guests on this show so far, and none do I feel about like I do this child. Remy Hope came to us through adoption. In fact, she literally came to us less than 5 months after we buried our son. I cried out to God on the days and weeks leading up to her birth to hurry up and heal me from this broken heart. I needed him to hurry and fix what is broken. Hurry, hurry, mend what has been torn apart, because I did not think I could adequately love her when I had buried so much of my heart only 5 months before. And then one day, I was in the kitchen, and out of nowhere, I felt this tender presence, this compassionate reach. And I knew I was in the presence of a tender God when I heard the words flood my heart. Everything you are in need of will come to you wrapped in a blanket. That made no sense to me. How could everything I need and desire and want come in the form of a tiny baby? Oh, okay, wait. Well, we'd seen that play out before, hadn't we? In fact, he really does tend to do some of his best work in tiny fingers and toes. And that is exactly what happened for me. Remy Hope came into my world, and she in no way made me forget about my son, Elisha. She did not become a replacement part. She became a healing balm. She was the cure for the broken piece, the missing piece. She came in and filled not just my heart, but my home, with laughter and activity and joy and many, 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 many wooden spoons. She was an absolutely horrible toddler and child, just uncontrollable in every single way. We were called in to meet with every teacher at every school. She was full tilt and nonstop. And I wanted to check myself into a mental health facility on more than one occasion. But she's a little older now, a little wiser, but no less full of life and humor, and it is probably unhealthy how much I adore her. And so today, I want to talk to her about everything from adoption to living in the public eye to boys. And lest you think that today's episode will be boring, well, you clearly haven't spent a moment with Remy Hope Radke. So without further ado, wish me luck. We're going in. Welcome, Remy!
Hello.
Hey, baby. How are you doing?
Good.
Did you ever think that I would have you over to do a podcast episode?
Well, I had my doubts and I had my thoughts.
You did. What were your doubts and your thoughts?
My doubts were, she might not. But my thoughts were, she might.
That's deep, sister. That's really deep. Honestly, Remy, tell me, what do you think about this whole podcast thing? Have you even ever listened to one of mine?
I've heard you when you play it in a car.
Okay, you are one of my biggest, toughest critics. You are straight up honest with me. If my videos are funny, you tell me. If they're not funny, you straight up tell me. So what do you think about the podcast?
It's okay.
Rim!
It could be a little better, you know?
Okay, how so?
Well, maybe be more funnier.
More funnier?
Yeah.
I don't know that I have it in me, kid. How could I get any funnier than me and Meredith talking about what we look like in our bathing suits?
I don't know. Maybe talk about giraffes?
Giraffes?
Their long necks, how flimsy they are.
That would be kind of funny, wouldn't it? Do you want to share with everybody some of the ideas you've had about podcasts? Tell us about what your thoughts are.
Well, my thoughts were that I start my own podcast.
Okay. And clearly it's going to be hilarious because it's going to be better than mine.
Yes.
Okay. So talk to me about what it would be like.
So I would try this stuff and then I would bring someone over and talk with them about it.
Like, what do you mean try what stuff?
Like, I would try, say, like food and give my opinion on it and then bring someone in, like one of my friends, and ask them their opinion and then ask them other kind of opinions about themselves and stuff.
Now, you had said that it would be kind of like you were almost kind of like giving reviews from everything from the greatest new kids TV shows that were on to crazy food you had heard about to even maybe clothes or toys, right?
Yeah.
And then you would have a friend on. I don't think that's a bad idea, Rim.
Yeah, and it would be called Riminade.
Like lemonade, but Riminade. I like! And do you think that my listeners, if they have kids, would let them listen to you? Is that kind of what your goal is here?
Yeah, and I think family is at least two kids.
Right.
So I'd have more people than you.
Okay, you've done the math, and the math hurts. So essentially what you're saying is, in no time, Mom, I will have doubled my following.
Yes.
Wow, that hurts.
Well, business is business.
I love it. Okay. So, Remy, a lot of times I have guests on my show that specialize in something, meaning they're on here to talk about maybe what it is they do for a living. Like we had someone come on and talk about fashion or hair or sex. Huh? That's coming up very soon. But you don't specialize in anything in particular, except maybe the fifth grade. I'd say you're rocking that pretty hard.
Yeah. Just took my science state assignment and I think I did pretty good.
Really? What was one of the questions? Ask it to me and see if I know the answer.
Okay. What in 1,000 years was used to heat houses before the other alternative energies?
What will be used in 1,000 years or what was used 1,000 years ago?
What was used 1,000 years ago before other
alternative energies? I don't even know what an alternative energy is. So I'm going to say what was used 1,000 years ago to heat houses was fire.
No.
Yes, it was.
That wasn't one of the...
Well, what was the answer?
I don't know.
Remy, so we know you missed that one.
Well, I think it was coal. I don't know. Yeah, I said coal.
You said coal?
And it was coal.
Oh. Well, I said, okay.
I was going to pick wood, but then I thought, well, in 1,000 years, there could have still been coal, because in 1,000 years, there were trains, and coal was used for trains. So I was thinking about that.
There was not trains 1,000 years ago.
Yes, there was.
Remy Radke, there were not trains 1,000 years ago. But you know what? I'm not going to go head-to-head with you on this, because you know I'm going to lose. Okay. When it comes to academics, you surpass me.
Oh, I have another question for you.
What?
Okay. What are all the alternative energies that aren't, like, the alternative energies, renewable energies?
What are the alternative energies and renewable energies? Remy, I don't understand. I don't understand any of the words that are coming out of your mouth. There's blank energy and big energy. There's hot energy and cold energy. There's nutrient energy. And there's fun energy. Yeah. What? There's hyperactive energy. I know that.
No, it's geothermal. There's solar. There's wind. There's biofuels. And there's hydroelectric.
Don't do this to me right now on this podcast. Okay, seriously, Remy, last week we had an episode on hair, so please don't do this to me right now. Okay,
listen. Well, you're an expert on hair. That's good. He'll get you a pass and laugh.
Remy, oh, dear Lord. Okay, enough with you. Enough with you. We know you're smarter than me, but who has better sense of humor? Your mother. Okay? Who has just an overall better personality?
Mom, so funny.
Listen to me. Because you don't specialize in anything in particular, I want to talk about a few of your specialties, right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your sports. What do you play?
Soccer, basketball, softball, and I want to play football.
Remy, we've talked about this.
It's my dream, but Dad won't let me.
Dad won't let you because you weigh a feather and you would be killed out there.
I weigh 86 pounds now. I grew muscles.
You did.
Yeah.
Right into me, guys. What should I do when I have a daughter that wants to play football so bad she can't stand it? I don't know.
I arm wrestled two boys and beat them.
Remy.
That should be good.
I thought I was proud of you about the energy stuff, but I'm actually more proud of you about that. You're going to make your mother cry. So also, you're excelling at school. You're doing great, right? You're heading into sixth grade. You go to church all the time? Tell them about church.
Well, I think it was church when I met Roshana and Adeline.
They're your best friends.
Yeah, since I moved when I was four from Tennessee, I went to church,
mm-hmm.
and that's right when I met them. And I knew when I saw them, I knew that we were going to grow up together and be best friends.
That's right. That's right. And we love them. They're like part of our family. You love church, though. You're a leader in KidWorks. And one of the things that I'm so proud of you is I do not memorize scripture very easily. It's very hard for me, Remy. But you're great at it. And I was wondering if you would tell everyone what you've learned. I know that you can say it from top to bottom. I'm so proud. So would you do that for us?
Mm-hmm. Finally, I'll be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. I put on the full armor of God so that I can take my stand against the devil's schemes. For my struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil and the heavenly realms. Therefore, I put on the full armor of God so that I may be able to stand my ground against the devil.
Good. Keep going.
Schemes. And after I've done everything, I will stand. I stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around my waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with my feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, I take up my shield of faith, with which I can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. I take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit and pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, I am always on alert.
Listener, just so y'all know, I couldn't see her mouth because there's a microphone right in front of her mouth, but all I could see were these big green eyes just staring at me, and I have to go now because I'm in love, and I just think she's absolutely wonderful. Remy, I loved that. Will you teach that to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Remy, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food is fruit and vegetable.
Fruit and vegetables.
Broccoli.
In some ways, you're a disappointment to me as a child. You know that, right?
I mean,
we can openly talk about that. That in some ways you disappoint mommy. And the fact that you just said fruit and vegetables and broccoli are your favorite food when you know how I feel about chicken strips.
Well, I like eating healthy food sometimes. I don't know. Some chicken strips could not be real, you know.
Remy?
Because they're each different. Have you ever thought of that? Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, the schools.
The schools. Your whole voice like dropped when you did that. Hey, save it for your own podcast, okay? Reminade, all right? Favorite show?
My favorite show. Don't do this to me. My favorite show is Deception.
Okay, Deception that comes on Sunday night that you and Dad watch?
Yes.
About the guy that does magic?
Yes. His brother got thrown into jail.
No, we haven't got time for all that.
Yes, we do.
We really don't. Okay, seriously, that's when mommy takes a bath. That's mommy's bath time. Favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Jurassic World.
Remy, just when you say fruits and vegetables, you go and totally redeem yourself. Way to go. Hey, do you remember what happened when you and I went to go see Jurassic World?
There was a lot of blood.
No, I mean, what happened in the movies? when I almost got in a fight with that old woman down the road.
Oh, yes. Okay, so there was
a woman. No, you don't need to tell it.
Yes, I do. Yes,
no,
I do.
No, Remy, you don't need to tell that part about how I yelled at an 85-year-old woman.
She is fine. She doesn't care.
Well, we don't know her. She might. I think one of the things I'm the most proud of is my online course called This Sucks, But God Is Good. Is it because I'm the world's best teacher? Not even a little bit, but because it's the life-changing lessons I learned at my lowest, my most hopeless, and my angriest. To learn more about the course, just message me on Facebook. Just private message me and say, I want to know more about This Sucks. And I'm going to shoot you 4 videos, completely free, that lay out the heart behind the series. I would love to hear from you. Remy, do you remember what age you were when you found out that you were adopted?
I was about 7 when I could know things.
When you could understand?
Well, I could understand at 6, but I didn't know I was adopted at 6. I knew I was adopted at 7.
Okay, but here's the deal. When you were probably 3 or 4, you always wanted to watch the Disney movie Tarzan. And it was the part where the gorilla comes in and she sees baby Tarzan and he's by himself. And you would always see that part of the movie. And we would stop it and tell you that the gorillas are adopting Tarzan. And we would begin to talk to you about it. So even at a very, very early age, before you could even remember, Dad and I wanted you to know that that was your story. And so you really have always known that you were adopted, but maybe you just really couldn't get it into your mind and fully understand it. You think that's the case?
Maybe.
What are your feelings on adoption?
My feelings? Yeah. Cool. I'm good.
You're good with it?
Yeah. It doesn't bother me. I don't really want to go see my birth mom because she's not really my mom. Mm-hmm. You are. Mm-hmm. So she's not really my real mom or anything. All she did was give birth.
But don't I talk about her all the time?
Yeah.
And tell you how beautiful she was. And remember, I raised you to say that she was a very good sharer. Remember we used to say that about her?
Yeah, that's one quality I don't have.
You have other beautiful qualities like her. Like her long, beautiful hair and her adorable nose and her big almond eyes. You have all those qualities. And the thing is, baby, that someday you may want to meet her. And I bet she would love to meet you too. And I want you to know that that's going to always be okay. You're still going to be mine. I'm still going to be your mama and whoop you around with a wooden spoon.
Mm.
But yeah, I would say that in our family, we think adoption's pretty awesome and that everybody should do it, huh?
Yes.
I want to ask you another question. I want you to tell me the truth. Tell me what it's like living with a mom who puts everything out there on the internet for people to see.
Remy? I think it's pretty fun.
You do? I did not think you would say that.
Well, now people know me like they didn't know me before, but more people are knowing me, you know?
Yeah. And how do you feel about that?
Good.
It doesn't bother you?
No. Why would it?
Well, I just know, like, we've been eating Mexican food in Houston before, and people have stopped by our table, and I just always worry that you think that maybe that would be taking time away from you and Rocco.
Well, I don't think that. I don't think Rocco does either. If you're, like, talking to someone, we just talk to Dad or something. Or we talk to each other, mostly when we fight, though.
What about the other day when you toured the middle school and one of the ladies came up to you and said, give this hug to your mom because I listen to her podcast all the time. Did that bother you?
No, I was just, DeMarcus said when she left, stranger danger, stranger danger, when she left.
Well, I am glad that it doesn't bother you and that you're okay with it. But if it ever does get to be a problem, you would tell me. Goodness knows you'd probably tell me. What do you like about it and what do you hate about it? If you had to think of something.
I like about it, fame.
Okay, y'all can't see Remy, but she's pointing like finger guns at her face. Like, hey, baby. Pew, pew. Okay, Remy, what do you hate about it?
I don't really hate anything about it.
Good. I'm glad. That makes me happy. Okay, now, for the people who, you know, listen to our podcast, some know this, some don't. So we have been talking about a possible, like, a reality show kind of thing. We signed a contract with a network.
Yeah.
And they've come down and they filmed 3 different times. And when they come,
like, it feels like 9 times.
It feels like 9. That's
seriously.
Right. Well, but honestly, every time they've been here, though, they've been here for 3 days. So it is kind of 9 times. But, hey, that's a lot of work. It's like a whole house full of people. There's tons of cameras and sound people, and they're miking you up and taking your mic off every time you have to go to the bathroom. They're following you around. What are your thoughts on that? For a 12-year-old kid, that's a lot.
But it's fun, because at least I get a TV show, you know?
We think. We don't know for sure yet.
Mom, you know the truth. You better hope Red Arrow doesn't listen to this podcast.
In case y'all didn't understand her, Remy Radke just said, we better hope Red Arrow does not listen to this podcast. They are our production company. I guarantee you at least one person from there is listening and also pulling over to the side of the road and breathing into a brown paper bag. Thanks so much, Remy, for giving people a heart attack. Rem, what are you looking forward to in sixth grade? Do not go into the story about how you should actually be in seventh. Do not do this to me.
I should be.
Jeez Louise, I'm Remy. Share it with the peeps.
I wasn't going to, but you brought it up, so. It's not fair, because I would have excelled.
You would have excelled?
Yeah. But instead, you decided to pull me back because my
attitude.
Age.
Attitude.
No, my age.
No, I didn't. First of all, it's called holding you back, not pulling you back, okay? I held you back in kindergarten. You repeated kindergarten, and it wasn't because of your grades, my love. It was because your attitude.
I said age.
It wasn't because of your age. It was because you were horrible. You were like a wild tornado that we unleashed on the school system. And Remy actually was sitting out beside the pool one summer. And one of my best friends, Carly, said to Remy, Remy, what grade are you going into next year? And she said, I'm going into third. I should be going into fourth, but my mama drugged me back. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I hate when people ask me that question. So I always just say, I was supposed to be in this, but...
Remy, you can let it go at this point. A lot of kids repeat kindergarten. Those are the kind of things that as parents, those are really tough decisions. Do we do this? She's got all of her friends in this little kindergarten class and she wants to move up with them. But now, looking back, best decision we ever made?
No.
Remy, that's
no,
not true.
No, you pulled me away from my friends.
That is 100% not true. You are now in the academy top of your class at school. In the fifth grade, you are at the top of your class.
I could have made
and
it.
Two of your very best friends are also in that grade. Would you really want to do anything without those two girls?
Ashley and Elena?
Yeah. Hurts you to even think about. So I want you to say right now into the mic.
It would have been better if they were in sixth grade.
I want you to say into the mic, Mom, you were right.
No.
What do you think about going to middle school? You nervous?
Not really. I can't wait. Because finally, I'll get to choose where I sit, and I won't have to stay in the same switch class because most people in my class are so annoying, like you know who.
I don't know who, but don't tell me.
I sit by.
Okay, okay. He's a very sweet little boy, and I don't think that there's a single girl in the fifth grade that doesn't have one little boy that drives her nuts. But enough about that. I'm asking you that, you know, we've talked about this. In middle school, like, the girls start to fix their hair and dress a little nicer. And I can tell right now you're giving me the evil eye about this. And I'm just saying, are you ready for that?
You should be talking to a girly girl then.
I'm talking to you, and I'm trying to get you to act a little more like a lady.
I am. See, my legs are crisscrossed right now.
That's about as good as it's going to get, huh?
Yeah. Till I'm 14, maybe.
And then what happens at 14? Does that perhaps mean you'll start wearing deodorant or, I don't know, bathing regularly?
I do put on deodorant and bathe regularly. I just mean, like, right now I'm crossing my legs. That's stage one. Stage two is putting a great face on.
Like wearing a smile on your face? What's stage three? Just out of curiosity.
Stage three, raising the eyebrow.
Raising the eyebrow?
Hello.
Oh, hello, baby. Thank you for the stages.
And then stage four, well, I'll be 18 by then.
Stage four is like sticking your shoulders back and your chest out and walking like a lady, maybe.
No, I'm going to be walking like this.
Okay. If you're wondering how she's walking a lot like George Jefferson on The Jeffersons. So I'm a little sad about stage four. Hey, Rem. What are you looking forward to this summer?
The camps and my great friends at my camps.
And by that, you mean church camp? Of course, you go to church camp every
year. Yeah, but I know everyone there.
And then Camp Olympia.
And Addison's camp.
Yeah.
And horse camp, because I do it with some friends. People come and do it.
Fun. And aren't you going to the A&M soccer camp?
Oh.
Texas A&M?
I was like, what? Yes, I'm going to the Texas A&M soccer camp. And hopefully Annalie's mom will say Annalie can come with me.
And all of this while we may be shooting a show. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, they can follow me or they can just put up with it.
Hey, Remy, what do you want to do for your 12th birthday?
I was thinking of doing for my birthday on Friday, having a sleepover with my four friends, Hannah, Natalie, Roshana, and Adeline. Mm-hmm. And we're going to stay in the guest room all by ourselves. And it's so we can have like our little own apartment or something.
In the little guest house.
Yeah.
Which is just really, really close to mommy's back door.
Yes. So if there's like a snake or something, I guess.
I don't think there's any snakes in the guest house, but you never know what your brother might do to you. So.
Poor Roshana.
Are you asking for anything for your birthday in particular?
I want a horse.
Remy Radke.
I want a horse.
Okay, anything else? Because that's not going to happen, my love. How about this? How about I let you have a sleepover and I give you a big old kiss on the forehead?
Oh, mommy. That's just the beginning of it.
Hey, I have a couple of more questions for you to answer that are really, really quick. They're called lightning round questions. But I just wanted to say that's all for right now. And I love you and thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You're a big girl. You know that?
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. For a copy of today's show notes, visit our website at ordinarypeopleordinarythings.com. You can also keep up with all the latest by following my mom on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Y'all know she is too old to do Snapchat. Also, I would love it if you would go to wherever you buy books and pre-order a copy of my mom's book coming out in July, entitled Eat Cake, Be Brave. You're going to be disappointed that isn't about cake, but you are going to love what she has to say about how she decided to live a life of courage and bravery. I'm so proud of her, and though she will probably not sell as many as I will when I finally write a tell-all book about her someday, I do hope you'll help her out.
Okay, Remy, welcome back for our lightning round questions. This is where I ask you a this or this. So it's like chocolate ice cream or vanilla ice cream.
Compare or contrast kind of thing.
Compare or contrast. Very nicely. Done. And you have to answer them really quickly.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if you can do it. Here we go. Breakfast or dinner?
Dinner.
Camping or hotel?
Camping.
Beauty or brains?
Brains.
Basketball or soccer?
Soccer.
Your brother Rocco or your dog Nashville?
Nash.
Mom and dad or Noni and Poppy?
Nanny and Poppy.
Oh, come on!
I'm sorry. They're just so nice and so playful and so fun and so cheerful all the time. So.
And what are we?
You know what you are.
And that's a wrap. I love you. Now get the heck out of here, honestly. Thanks for joining us today for Ordinary People, Ordinary Things. And special thanks to Remy Hope Radke for being 12. And for being with us today. Make sure to subscribe to our little podcast that could so that you don't miss a thing. We'd love it if you would leave a review, but only if it's a nice one. I'd like to read you an excerpt from my book. This is from the chapter entitled, Hope Has Always Been a Part of Your Name. It is a letter I wrote to the child you just met. Years ago, I began the process of writing a book. It was called Dear Remy. And it was a story of how you came to be in my life. It was a story of how one severely broken person, played by me, can be given a gift so undeserved it takes your breath away, played by you. I still play around with it from time to time, but the truth is, that was not the story the world needed to hear. The story the world most needed to hear was not the one I wrote about you, but the one I am writing with you. That is this story, Remy. That is Eat Cake, Be Brave. This book is made up of a lot of stories from my childhood and my teenage years. It's made up of the choices I made and the hand I was dealt. There's laughter in this book and some sadness. There are stories and morals and butt-ends from your grandmother. But this book exists because of you, Remy Hope. When you came into my life, bravery took on new meaning for me. I viewed things differently and I asked different questions. I wondered how I would answer for the fear you would someday face and the ineffectualness you would eventually succumb to if I didn't do my part. I needed you to see more than a broken woman. I needed you to see me smart and capable, hardworking and feisty. I wanted you to see me try and fail and try again. I wanted you to watch as I cooked it and burn it, or as I wrote it and wadded it up. I wanted you to watch me question things and seek out answers, attempt the things people thought I was ridiculous to try, feel beautiful in my own body, wear sleeveless on the cover. Because I want you to be brave. I want you to be okay with being vulnerable. I want you to wear your red high-top Converse for as long as your little heart desires, even when I beg you to wear wedge sandals. I want you to sit at the all-boy table in your fifth grade homeroom because they don't smell like perfume, Mama. They don't smell like anything except maybe dog, even though there's a chair saved for you at the girls' table. I want you to continue being a zombie every single year for Halloween, even when I beg you to be a cheerleader. I want you to buy magic sets with your tooth fairy money, even when I suggest a hairbrush or nail polish. I want you to be the only girl on the all-boys basketball team, and I want you to stand on the sideline and say, "Put me in, coach. I got to foul somebody or I'm just going to die," like you did last week. Your daddy was so proud. I want you to hold your arms out to your brother because he knows you are a safe place. I want you to fight for the underdog. I want you to question what doesn't sound right to you. I want you to love Jesus and believe that when he says you can, you absolutely and without question can. I want you to be you. Maybe the book on how you came into my life will come to be someday, but I'm okay if it doesn't. That would just be a story about you, and I am much more interested in writing a story with you. My life will never be the same since you screamed your way into it, Remy Hope. Remy Hope. Remy, my hope. May 22nd, 2006. To most of you all, it was just any other day. You were grocery shopping or paying bills or teaching school. I was being handed my miracle. Of course, as we know, miracles are all around us. We just get so used to seeing them, we call them ordinary things. Till next time.